There's a presidential election in Senegal tomorrow. The West African nation, with a population of 11 million, is one of Africa's most stable democracies. Yet Senegal's economy is so poor that tens of thousands of young men have been leaving the country at an alarming rate. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan has this report about tomorrow's vote from the capital, Dakar.
You're listening to the election song, specially composed for Senegal's octogenarian president, Abdoulaye Wade. He's a veteran politician, but spent most of his career in the opposition before he won the election in 2000. The lyrics say, "Yes, old man, we want more." That's what the president's supporters have been singing throughout the three-week campaign. After 7 years in office, Abdoulaye Wade wants to follow it up with a second term, he says, to finish the good work his government has started.
This President Wade, Senegal has done a lot in 7 years.
Senegal's foreign minister, Cheikh Tidiane Gadjo, was part of the president's campaign team.
We found here $1 billion budget. We tripled the national budget. No one can challenge that. It's the truth. A lot has been achieved.
Not so, say the opponents of the Senegalese president. They accuse him of failing to tackle poverty and other national priorities. Abdoulaye Bachili is one of the president's 14 challengers.
He mismanaged the country. The level of corruption has never been reached in this country. The economy is in havoc. His chaotic manner of ruling the country has created today a crisis. Political crisis, economic crisis, social crisis, identity crisis.
And one of the critical social problems in Senegal that has drawn international attention is the drama of thousands of young Senegalese men trying to leave the country. This song, Sunugal, which means our boat, is by local rapper Awadi. It talks about the rickety wooden fishing boats that carry young men off onto the high seas. They risk their lives on perilous voyages across the Atlantic Ocean, heading for the Spanish Canary Islands in search of a better life. Hundreds are thought to have drowned. Awadi blames Senegal's leaders for killing the hopes of the younger generation.
The song is about all the migrants trying to go to Europe, and it's really dangerous for them because a lot of them are losing their lives in this trip. To the new El Dorado, as I think it is, so we want them to stay and to build the country. We have to accept the sacrifices and stay here.
Awadi says he considers himself a politically conscious musician, and he's challenging Senegal's politicians, including President Wade, to find a way to stop the exodus of young men and find them jobs. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.